All right, we are here. And welcome back. So, Daniel, do we have some questions?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Okay, so Helen says, when processing rage from past mistakes and victim scenarios that I created that are not resolved but still ongoing, how do I know when I am processing rage in a healthy manner and when I am getting stuck in not forgiving and not letting go of victim as the situation continues?
Well, dear Helen, we understand that when you have a chronic financial stress, this is similar to having a debt burden. It's like something that's there that's continuously stressing you and giving you the impression that you're not making progress. It gives you the impression that you still have to slog through all the processing of level two and one, and that, you know, that there's just so much to deal with. It can make you feel very burdened. It can feel that for you to get your resonance up is like carrying a rock uphill, you know, a big boulder up the hill. You know, that's seems like way too much effort. So what we would like to suggest, though, is for you to understand that and to take a look at your frequency. Separate out for a moment to take away all this financial stress, put it in a room, in a compartment somewhere in your psyche, and say, okay, all right, spiritual team, here, please help me with this. Okay? Just kind of put it there for a moment. And then come back to your perception of yourself. So you may have an idea of what you should be feeling and how you should be somehow acting, behaving, feeling, doing, whatever. And you're not quite sure what that is, but you feel somehow or another, because you've been under this stress, that definitely is not that. You need to be able to feel better than that. You need to somehow or another deal with that. That's a problem. It has to be dealt with. So what we would like to suggest is for you to take a little bit of a vacay from that, okay, and be able to separate it out during your day and recognize that does not identify you, that does not limit you, that does not keep you down in level one or two. It does not need to be there. Frequency wise, resonance wise, you can get up to level four and five. And that's what we recommend, actually, because when you get to the higher levels of frequency and you can feel the higher levels of frequency, what it is that you want to feel when this problem is resolved and when it's done and over, right? Those feelings, if you can feel those feelings and start living in those feelings, this is going to enable your physical reality, by the momentum of you tapping into these higher frequencies, to be able to start moving and shifting the energies on the subconscious level and then create a momentum or flow of frequency where magic is happening out of sight. You see, because what you're wanting to create here is that you're wanting to get this wave going, okay? You want to get this wave up, and then you want to reach this peak that you want to reach is where this problem is resolved and the money situation is improving and restored. There's a path to a prosperity restored, okay? So that's what you're aiming for, right? So what you want to do is to get in the vibration of it. You want to get into the process of this, create, imagine, you know, and expand your self-image to the self that would be there where you want to go. And there, where you want to go, is a place where you don't have any problems financially at all. So let's aim at least for level four, shall we? Okay, let's aim for the level in which you can trust that all will be well, so that you can allow yourself to have more fun, that you don't feel burdened, pressured, demanded upon, frightened into continuously focusing on the problem, thinking that maybe you can get out of the problem. So in this context, what we're saying here is that establish the higher frequency and keep going up there, keep going up there. You may be getting messages from your environment that you're not there frequency-wise. You may get messages that you don't have a chance to get yourself up to level three or four. You may have all sorts of messages that you've got to get up there. You've got to push and drive. You've got to get there. Oh, my God, you got to get there. Because if you don't get there, all bad things will happen. It was like, oh, I don't know how my life will work out if I don't get there. So we're exaggerating a little bit, we hope. So what you want to recognize is that you can get snagged in level two excess processing. You can go through all your emotions over and over and again and keep releasing rage, keep releasing your anger, keep releasing and keep releasing. Now, it's not that we don't recommend doing that. That's very important to do because it'll come up in cycles. So every time it comes up, do a rage release, do an anger release, do a clearing, and then go back to, ta-da, go back to the step one of the abundance process. Go back and dream and imagine. Go back and expand your self-image and see yourself, feel yourself there at that peak you're aiming for. See it there. Now, what we are seeing here is this. And we've talked to people who are involved in very, very heavy duty trials and literally, you know, court cases and all sorts of things. And this is and it can be so overwhelming and so stressful for one's life that one will see a deterioration in lifestyle, a deterioration in happiness, a deterioration in their relationships, a deterioration in their visions and their capacities and their creativity, and they begin to go back to level one, level two. Okay, I've got to really, you know, work through this. I've got to push now. I've got to really get into it. Come on, I got to do it. I got to do it. I got to do it. Come on, focus. I got to do it, and try to really make it a hard job, really a big job. So not that that's bad, it's just it's going to hold you down, and it's going to slow the potential and possibility of the particular opportunities that will enable you to move through this and beyond this problem and into more prosperity. So in a sense, it slows you down. That's like when you come up and you want to have that work, but it's still there. Okay, you're going to particleize it. You're going to make it too real, and you're not going to be able to get to the vibrational level that'll pull you through. Now, eventually you will get there, even if you don't do the abundance consciousness process, even if you don't get into abundance consciousness. But it takes long. It's slow. It's arduous. There's lots of emotional debris. There's drama inside you, even if not in your external circumstances per se, not maybe in your relationships, maybe not anything except for this problem. But what we recommend is to make the job a little bit easier on you, because what if you could just compartmentalize that problem's not going to go away for a while. It's a chronic problem. It's going to be there for a little while. Okay, so knowing it's going to be there for a while, that's just the way it is. So enjoy your life. You'll get to it when it's time, and when the magic happens, it will resolve. So in the meantime, start enjoying your life. Start dreaming. Start imagining. Start having more fun. Start loving yourself. Start loving others. Start living at a higher vibrational level, as if that problem doesn't even exist. Live from your authority, the authority of your life. Live from a sense of peace and purpose. Live as if you had $200 million in the bank right at the moment. Live as if there was no problem. Now, you may say, but wait a minute, that may not be responsible. You know, that would be escapism. That would be an immature thing to do, wouldn't it? And we're saying, no, if you're consciously choosing and you still know that you're responsible for that issue, okay, but you're living your life as the dreamer, magician that you are. Because right now you can't do anything much about it. There's an unfoldment that's got to happen. There's some time that's going to have to come through before that can resolve. Okay? Don't go into victim. Don't kick yourself. Don't blame yourself. Remember, it's all going to turn out okay. It's going to resolve itself. Don't worry about it. What you want to do is to get your mind up to the place to where you don't worry about money. Even if you're having financial problems, even if there's financial difficulties that are interfering with your life, you've got to live your life as if this is not a problem. You are responsible for it. You respond to it when you need to. But if it's just hanging there like a vulture, just hanging over you, you don't have to put your attention on it all day. In fact, you give it just a little bit of attention every day, and you pray about it, or you meditate about it, you envision yourself behind it, behind all that issue going on with your life. You envision the original dream that you had. You keep going there, keep going there, keep going there every day. And then if something changes, then you respond to it. But overall, what you want to do is just to get this monkey off your back, to give yourself freedom and with responsibility. You will respond to that when you need to. If you think, oh, but I should do more, that may be your slave driver kicking in, giving you false motivation, trying to motivate you by fear or guilt. No, get off of that one. You need to motivate yourself by your own joy, what you're curious about. Follow that. Keep that in mind. That's going to be there. But don't carry it like a burden. Don't carry it like a weight. Keep gifting it. To gift it to your higher self. Gift it to God, Goddess, all that is. Gift it and say, listen, here, you help me deal with it. You help bring me the magic. I'm going to dream it. Please help me with it. Don't beg or anything, but just, the universe wants you to succeed. It wants you to be happy. It wants you to be fulfilled. So it's important not to always be burdened with it, no matter how many debts you have. And this is for everybody. There are people who are burdened down with these horrendous, horrendous school tuition debts. There are some of them that you pay off every month, and they just keep. You pay on for 20 years, and by golly, you've hardly worked it down at all. It's just uh, it's It's horrendous what they are doing with that, how they are extracting your life's blood from it, you know. But and a lot of people who've gone through hard times, their credit cards are all stacked up high. Okay, so if you have cases like that, this is the same thing you need to do too. Because, frankly, you cannot spend every moment of the day figuring out and working on and resolving a problem. You just can't do it. And the more attention you give to the problem, if you give too much attention, you particularize it. So it gets stuck in you. You don't want to be stuck in you. You need to get back into waves, even with it there. Because you're responsible. You'll take care of it. Don't worry. But get back into the wave. Start dreaming beyond it. Start dreaming how you're going to live beyond that. Dream the freedom beyond that. Dream the empowerment. Dream the love. Dream the celebration. Dream the fun. Get back into the flow. And let it resolve. Because you give it to God, God is all that is. They'll take care of it. They'll figure out one way or another how to do it. But the more that you feel obligated to sweat over it, the slower it's going to go. You've already done as much sweating over it as you really need to. It's not going anywhere. It's still not budging. Okay, so have a good time. Come back and check every now and then. Watch, you know, you'll maybe get a message. Maybe you'll get, maybe something will shift. If there's some strategies that you've got to do about it, you know, like some legal stuff that you've got to do or papers to file and things like that, well, just kind of whenever you can, just kind of just gently go ahead and do that. And if there is a place where you feel guilt or shame or a sense of failure, you know, keep forgiving yourself. Keep forgiving yourself. Do what you can. Do what you can to love yourself and love other people and continue as if this problem is not existing. Do the best you can. Okay? But the point is to keep in the flow. Keep your vibration up there. Keep it up. What we would recommend, too, is we're going to take you through the five levels. Everybody is going to take you through the five levels and in the meditation. And so what we would suggest for you, Helen, is perhaps that when you get this, you get the download of this, that you listen, you know, for several times to this meditation until you kind of feel how you are shifting the energies up with each level. Okay, so just because some of you already, as we were talking about level 4 and level 5, were already feeling the extra freedom and the extra flow that those levels had when we looked at the positive side, the spiritual side of it. So that's what you're going to want to do. Maybe even take note, go listen to this whole thing again and take notes and get the keywords that resonate with you for each level. And you use those every day you put those in and work yourself up to, okay, the positive things, starting with, I know it's all going to work out. It's all going to be okay. Somehow or another, it's going to work out. The universe is friendly, and you keep working up until you get to a place where you get beyond money. And then you're going to feel this lift off of you. Then you're going to be able to live your life with it hanging there, no problem. It won't be a problem. It'll be, yeah, it is a problem, but it won't limit your life and damage your happiness as a problem. It will just, okay, it's there. I know it's there. And that'll be it. All right. Thank you, Helen. That was a good question.
So Val wants to know, as I was listening to two levels, I felt myself in level 2 and level 3. Is that possible to be in both?
Yeah, it can be, because Because sometimes when you're transitioning energetically between level 2 and level 3, you'll spend some time in 3 and then you come back in 2 and you spend time in 3 and come back in 2. Now, there is a scenario in which, or a case in which, you've made it to 3 energetically, but somehow part of you doesn't really own that you've made it to 3. Okay? And so that part of you thinks that, okay, I should process some more. There's some more work to do. And we find that a lot of very beautiful spiritual people end up doing way too much processing because they feel like this is their duty and their obligation to get into all this nitty-gritty and go down to the dark stuff and dig it out and change everything and work on it and work on it and work on it and work on it. Now, you've worked on so much. You've cleared so much. So it's up to you to decide, okay, here I'm back in level 2 doing all this extra processing. That's where all the big processing takes place, basically, is level 2. Okay, and then sometimes I see I'm at level 3. Oh, yeah, it feels really good to be at level 3. It feels much lighter. It feels much freer. Okay, so what we would suggest is for you to ask yourself, am I spending too much time in level 2 because I think I should? Is it necessary for me to continue all this deep digging and all this kind of stuff in level 2? Or am I, like Helen, paying a lot of extra attention to stuff that I think I've really, really got to get it and I got to finish this and clear this up so that I can go on idea? Are you kind of giving it too much attention? Are you giving it too much realness in your life? Okay, so we would suggest that when you do your meditations, when you do your dreaming, when you do your self-image expansion, make sure that you flow right through 2 into 3 and then you go on into 4. Okay, and then you let yourself feel the shift up, feel that freerness in 3, shift on up, feel the even more free and more fun in 4, and you shift, keep shifting up. And then from that higher place, pause. And then look at your life and say, okay, how much processing do I need to do right now? Do I need to go back to 2 and do more? Do I need to do that all that more work? Do I need to look through those filters? There's some good stuff there. Yeah, but you're getting it. You're getting that it's going to be okay. You're getting that you're going to get out of what the situation. You get that you're going that your bottom line is going to come up or is already on the way up. You're beginning to get that. Okay? So is going back to 2 and figuring out clearing out old patterns and clearing out old narratives and so on. Would it be more useful to love yourself, forgive yourself, and then just go and start templating yourself on the higher frequencies? You know, only you can answer that. You know that when, like when you're in the flow and you're starting this wave and the wave is going up, that sometimes here, as in this gap, sometimes all your negative stuff occurs in your mind, okay? Sometimes all the old patterns repeat themselves. Sometimes you have a test, okay? Most of the time you have a test maybe at the top or closer to the top, but sometimes you're up in the gap, okay? Is that what's happening? Are you just in the gap? And you're freaking out because you don't see the physical manifestations that you want to be happening at the moment. You've gotten whispers. You know something better energetically is coming for you. You know you can move your energy, okay? So in the gap, you're more likely to be inclined to go back to level 2 and to process as if you need to redeem yourself or justify that you can now get what it is that you think you want or you deserve or you're dreaming for. So just be aware of that and ask yourself. Get a sense of when it's necessary to go back and do all the processing and when it's really easiest and it's okay. You've done enough that you can go on and set higher resonances and pull yourself into four and maybe even five, but pull yourself at least into four and pull that so you can pull all the residues of two into three so you can establish your that golden mean, that flow that is level three. And so you could stay pretty much in the flow that's there. Okay, and that also means that your bottom line comes up, and it also means that your level of worry can go way down. So that would be fun. You'd be able, like Helen, you could put that, okay, we'll put these concerns and these worries and all this internal noodling stuff, we can put that in a room and ask the higher self to work with it. And see, it's really not avoiding. It's not running away. But it's creating a distinction, creating a sense of separation from your identity from the problem. Because if you pay too much attention to processing and to the money situation and the way it's going and so on, and you're making it more real, then you don't get much separation from it. You start to identify with it. So you're correct. You're actually ready to identify with level three. Somehow you're not quite giving yourself permission to be there. Maybe you don't think you've done enough. Get the slave driver out, okay? Just say, okay, I choose level three. And I'm going to aim for level four now, energetically. Okay, that's what we would suggest. Thank you for that question.
So since we're dealing with levels, I'm going to ask this question. I get uncomfortable contemplating level three. I get jealous and fearful. How can I get to at least that resonance? That, by the way, was from Steve.
We don't quite understand the relationship of jealousy with as being the blockage between two and three.
Okay, so let's say this. I'm going to ask the other question, and if Steve can clarify, then he should write something.
That would be good. We'd appreciate that. What is the jealousy about? Let's just ask that and ask him to clarify what the jealousy is about, and then we'll get to that.
Okay, so meanwhile, Sally says, can we work with the egregor on a daily basis like we would with an unseen friend?
Well, yes. Now, there is a caveat with that. The egregor is a collective, unconscious mind thought form. And as such, it has a tremendous level of magnitude. Right, it's like you cannot do it casually. Working with the egregor is just not a like casual. Oh, hey, egregor, come on over and let's talk. No, some of your unseen friends are right there. Boom, hey, they'll be right there, hang out with you. They'll sit next to you in your armchair and watch TV with you. You know, they can do that kind of thing. The egregor doesn't do that. The egregor needs a certain sense of ritual, and you need to be at a very certain high level of power to work with the egregor. Now, you could do it frequently, but if you try to do it every day, we suspect that your motivation to do so would be based in scarcity consciousness. It would be based in the idea that the more I do, The more I can earn, the bigger and better it's going to be. I'll speed everything up. Yeah. Even if that isn't you, it vibes on that energetic, which means that it may not be at all helpful for you to work with the egregor as an unseen. Okay? We would suggest that you work with the egregor as you would work when you're working in magic, specifically in magic, in power, and where you get into a very high frequency vibration, and then you can go through the ritual steps to reach and meet with the egregor and go to the egregor on the grand territory beyond the consensus, which is where you meet the egregor. So we would not recommend daily interactions with the egregor. You can, however, have daily interactions with personified money. You can have conversations with money. And you can go to in meditation, you can go to a place in that seems to be a power place and go meet money there, and the two of you sit down and have a discussion. Money is not the egregor. Money's important in the whole scheme of the collective, but it is not what you might say the mindset of the collective. So we would recommend talking to money every day and get your relationship with money straightened out. Have a communication with it. Deal with all your responses, reactions, resistances, cravings, needs, and everything. Work it out with money. Just until money seems to be safe, money seems to be available, money seems to be your friend, and you're the one who has to imbue money with its resonance. What is money to you? What is the resonance of money? Now, there is a collective idea that money is the yardstick of value. It's a lot of things. It's a way that you receive. It's a gift. It's a way that you personify the exchange, giving and receiving energies. So pay attention to who you think money is, and then work with money. And so we would recommend for that to go back to the meditation that we did for the first seminar on healing your relationship with money. And that could turn out to be very useful to have money. It's an archetype. It's not really a being, so to speak. It's an archetype. But working with that archetype can be very freeing for you. So, yes, we could recommend that. Thank you.
So, Steve kind of now wrote and said, I look at the levels of people I perceive to be at level 3. Compare myself to them and feel jealous. The fear is that I can never reach that level of comfort.
Okay, thank you, Steve. That's very clarifying. Okay, we can answer this one. Okay, so level 2, so it means that you're kind of in level 2 and somehow you don't feel, really, that you deserve level 3. And you're also associating level 3 with the form. You're associating level 3 with the financial ease that comes with level 3, because that's the first level in which money is there. It's just there. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to fight for it, struggle for it, nothing. It's ongoing. You're in momentum there. So what you're really wanting is to be in momentum with money. You want to hold the resonance and the feeling of that freedom that level 3 has. But you see, level 3's issue, the old level 3, is that it's all about form, not about function. And so if you're going to get to level three, you cannot think about form so much. You want to think about the function. You want to feel, you want to get to the to giving and receiving freely, being in flow, and feeling balance and equanimity. Okay? This is where you connect energetically with level three. Now, there's nobody in level three that can keep you from feeling that way. If you feel that way, you will look at your money situation in level two differently. It will appear different. It'll feel strange. It'll feel uncomfortable. It's something that you want, but you're afraid to feel it. Why? Why are you afraid to feel it? Why are you afraid to feel what it feels to give and receive freely? What would that feel like? What would it feel like to have more fun? To feel that you deserve to have more fun. And we're not talking about fun in the adolescent party sense. We're talking about fun as far as what are you curious about? Maybe there's a hobby or what interest do you have that somehow you've put aside because you've been focused on money making, okay? All right. Then there's the level two. Now, level two, the biggest challenge in level two is fear of loss. And also, in level two, you've got a whole bunch of issues around martyrhood. And here is where you're sticking yourself, and here's where you're keeping yourself, both financially and energetically. You're keeping yourself in martyrhood. It's the martyr in you. It's the martyr in you that is resentful, it's not quite fair. Why can other people get into level three? And why am I stuck here? I want to be in level three. I'm jealous of those people who somehow or another can make it to level three and they can feel that freedom, then they can feel that they have reserves, that they're not on the edge or anything. Well, start feeling that way. Start owning the vibration of three. That's what we're talking about, is that you get to the vibration and step into and claim the vibration level, the resonance of a higher level than you're in. And the point is that magic is done by resonance. If you hold a high resonance, the law of attraction is that you will attract the correlating financial level to it. Now, it's not an earning thing. You don't hold the higher resonance so that you can make more money. So you want to get money, your relationship to money needs a little tweaking here. Because now you're seeing money and the form of the things that money buys and the ease with which people have with money, you're angry about it inside. It's like you see that and feel deprived and so on. So that when you feel deprived, when you feel resentful, when you feel jealousy, that will particularize you into level two. It'll stick you there. There are a lot of people who never make it out of level two. Even if you are at the financial level where you are now and you remain there, okay, we're saying if, we're just giving you an idea here. If you never get out of level two financially, but you move your vibrational level up to three or four, and you live emotionally, energetically, spiritually, as if you are at level three or four. If you do that, because you want to live that way, not just to have the money, but because you want to be happier and freer, You want to be in a flow. You want to give and receive. You want to feel that flow. If you do that, for that reason, for proper motivation, and the higher resonance is all the motivation you need, because life is so much better internally at a higher resonance. It may not change the external. Not for a while. There's a time gap, okay? When you get to higher, if you can live energetically at level 3, there will be a time gap. You're basically creating a wave. If you can hold that resonance without going into jealousy, without going to martyrhood, without feeling the nobility of suffering, without struggle, da-da-da-da-da-da. If you can just kind of keep that flow and be in that freedom and be in that flow and so on, you don't particularize, you can make it through the gap. You can open up to opportunities. They will show up for you, that you too can let go to level 3. Can you do that without being afraid? Can you do that without feeling, you know, too much pressure? Because you might feel pressure. The more money you have to make, the more pressure you put on yourself. Don't do that. Do the resonance thing first. That's the key to it all. That's the key to magic. That's the key to the law of attraction, is that you get your resonance up here, up top, way up here, and then you're financially down here, and you hold that resonance up here, and you live your life in the flow up here as if you had the money. Now, in maturity, with responsibility, because level 2, the new goal is to know that you are a metaphysical being. You're a spiritual being, and you understand that this is your path, and that in your path there's certain things you want and asked for in this lifetime, themes that you wanted to learn about. Okay? So you're doing it. You're learning about being responsible for your reality. You're learning about finding and seeing your path and walking your path. And you do this in a self-loving way. This is not to mean that you live up here and you're immature and then you just go and spend money. But no, that's your ego. Ego will take you down. No, you live there spiritually. Spiritually. You don't spend at level 4. You feel at level 4. You don't spend at level 3. You feel at level 3. Your jealousy is that they get to spend and they don't have to worry. You think you have to worry. Can you stop worrying and let that level 2 just take all of that stuff and put it in that room and ask your higher self, ask God, Goddess, all that is to help you, to help that you resolve that. So you don't focus so much on level 2 and then focus on the form, the level of money, the lifestyle, because your ego is the one that's just craving that so badly. And then there's a part of you that doesn't think you deserve it either. And you're angry about that too. So you got to do level 2, as we said, is a place where you have to do the processing. This is a stage of the greatest amount of work. It's the hardest, in a sense, to get out of. Level 1 is hard, but you generally move out of level 1 into level 2. But getting from level 2 to level 3 is almost like a big leap. But you can do it if you're willing to do the process, if you're willing to forgive yourself, if you're willing to forgive other people, if you're willing to take responsibility and not blame, if you look at jealousy, you say, okay, yes, I'm jealous of people who are at level 3, because what do I think they feel? How do they feel about themselves with that extra money and income, and that they're in flow and things are just moving along okay? How do they feel? I can feel that. They don't have dibs on that. So the whole process we're talking about is and why we're taking you through levels, why we're taking you to the egregor, why we're going to do the work with you and the meditation, is so that you can do exactly this. Instead of being jealous of people who are at higher levels of income than you and thinking that the only way to get there is the old way, the old workaholic way, the old control, domination, competition kind of patriarchal way. Don't let yourself get caught by the man code, by the dark masculine. This is a new world that spiritually you need to connect with. You need to understand that you can hold the resonance of wealth, and by doing that, you can attract this physical circumstance. It's not a cause and effect. It's not you're going to do this in order to get that, but you're going to do this new higher resonance because it feels so damn good, and it's so much fun, and you can dream, and you can, oh, your life is so magical. Instead of doing martyr magic and then being pissed about it, why not have fun? You can still have financial problems, but then you don't kick yourself as failure. You don't shame yourself. You don't judge yourself. You don't blame other people. You don't grumble and complain about it all the time. You're free. That's what we're talking about. Is that you lift into levels of freedom, empowerment, love, and a sense of safety and trust. So you need to trust. You can trust your universe. You can start giving and receiving freely. Don't do it with money. If you have a lot of charge on money, if money's that important, learn how to give and free, give and receive in other ways, with friends, with relationships, with or maybe small amounts of money, or maybe just talking over Zoom with each other or something, and you just wish them really well. Start thinking of them fondly. Start sending them, just meditating and seeing them being successful. Something. Give freely. Give. It doesn't take anything away from you. It actually expands you. And then if they wish you well, if they love you, if they give you something good, a gift of any sort, tangible or intangible, receive freely. Don't feel obligated. So that's a way to get out of level two, to get out of level two, to get into level three, and then the money will follow. All right. So thank you, Steve, for that question.